Lord, I bow before you.
主，我们在你面前低头。
Confessing my need.
为你向你诉说我的需要。
Lord, I am just a sinful human being.
主，我只是一个有罪的罪人。
But you are God.
但你是全能的上帝。
And I pray that your message this morning would change us forever.
你这早上，你的信息能够改变我们。
I pray that I would be hidden behind the cross of Jesus.
我祈求我们能够在十字架的阴影下得到遮掩。
In His name I pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。
This is a friend of mine.
这是我一个朋友，一位朋友。
His name is John.
他名字是约翰 ，John.
And he's probably about the same age as many of you, 19.
而他与大家差不多同样的年纪，19岁。
Now John was a very successful young man.
那么约翰呢，是一个非常成功的年轻人。
He was young and healthy.
他健康又年轻。
Until when he was 15 years old, he was diagnosed with cancer.
直到他15岁的时候呢，就发现诊断呢有癌症。
And the cancer was so bad that he had to come out of high school.
而那癌症那么严重呢，他必须要退学。
And as he was treated, God cured him of the cancer.
而当他在治疗的时候呢，上帝就医治了他。
And I can tell you that most of us would have a hard time coming back to school after being out for a year and a half.
我可以告诉大家，就是大家如果退学一年、一年半过后，非常困难再回到。
But not John.
但是呢，对他来说不是。
He was very smart, and he finished high school in 2.5 years instead of 4.
他非常的聪明，在两年半就读完了他的高中。
And he had a very supportive family.
而他有非常支持他的家人。
He had a mother and a father and his sister. They all loved him and supported him.
有位父亲、母亲还有姐妹都一直的支持他。
Everything was going perfect in this young man's life.
在这个年轻人生活中，一切都非常的顺利。
Until
直到呢
，One day he came to my hospital.
有一天呢，他来到我的医院。
And the nurse grabbed me out of a room and said, "You need to come see a patient right now."
而我的护士呢，就把我抓出了。他说，你一定要快点见这一位病人。
And that is very serious.
是非常非常严重。
So I ran with the nurse out into the waiting room.
所以我就跟护士一起跑进这个等待室。
And I saw John.
然后我就看到约翰。
And he was breathing very fast.
约翰呼吸呢，非常的快，非常的快。
And I said, "Oh, what's the problem?"
啊，我说啊，你什么问题吗？
And he said, "I'm not sure."
他说我不太清楚。
But I remember when I had cancer, one of my lungs filled up with fluid.
但是他说我记得有癌症的时候呢，我其中一边的肺呢就积水了。
And it feels just like that right now.
而现在呢就感觉一样样。那一个时候
I can't breathe.
我不能够呼吸。
So, basically, we put oxygen on John.
所以呢，我们就在约翰身上呢，就给他这个氧气。
And I started a treatment to open up his lungs.
然后就开始治疗，要打开他这个肺。
And he started breathing a little bit better.
然后他开始慢慢的可以呼吸比较好。
His oxygen levels went up.
他氧气也上开始上升。
But I noticed that he was still breathing very, very fast.
但是我发现到他还是一直呼吸的很快。
And I said, John, do you feel like you're getting very tired?
你是不是感觉到非常累了呢？
And he said yes.
他说是是非常累。
I don't think I can keep breathing like this for too much longer.
他说我不能够继续这样快的呼吸。
And so I decided to bring him into our trauma bay.
所以我就打算呢就把他带到这个这个特别的一个地方。
And I talked to him about putting him on the ventilator, the breathing machine, just so he could rest for a while.
我告诉他呢，会把他放在这个呼吸的这个机器呢，直到他不用那么辛苦的呼吸。
Now, in order to do that, you have to put a tube in someone's airway.
那么如果你要用这个机器的话，就要把这个管呢放进他的这个
通道。 And it doesn't feel very good.
而感觉是不好的。
Have any of you have ever been eating and then the food goes down the wrong place?
你们有没有试过吃东西的时候进错这个管了呢？
That's how it feels constantly when you have the tube in your airway.
那就是你放这个气管进去的时候呢，常常就会感觉到这样的情况。
And I can tell you, you cannot tolerate it unless you have medicine to sedate you.
我可以告诉你呢，你是不能够忍受的，除非你有这个药呢去镇定你。
Now, the problem is that the nurses could not put an IV in John anywhere.
但是问题是呢，护士不能够给约翰呢放这个啊针管。
They tried and tried, but they couldn't find any vein.
他们试了又试，但是找不到这个静脉。
And so I told John and his parents, I said, is it okay if we put John to sleep a little bit and put him on the machine?
所以我就问他的父母亲还有约翰，我就问他，我们可以不可以让啊约翰睡一下，然后才放这个。
I am going to need to put an IV in him somewhere to do that.
因为呢，要做这样的东西呢，就必须要放这个针管进去他的静脉。
And they said yes, absolutely.
他说 OK, 可以，可以。
And I noticed that they seemed very open to God.
而我发现到他们对上帝呢非常的开放。
So I offered to pray with them.
所以呢，我就要求让我为他们祷告。
So that God would help me to do the procedures and to take good care of John.
直到上帝能够帮助我做这些的手续呢，这些的手术呢，直到帮助。
And they said yes. So we all prayed together.
可以，可以，我们就一起的祷告。
And then I began to look for a vein.
然后呢，我就开始找在哪里有一个静脉。
There was no vein anywhere.
找不到静脉。
And at that point, you have to put in something called a central line.
而那个时候呢，我们就需要放一个叫做中央管的样子。
That's when I put a line into your jugular vein, or in your chest, or in your groin.
就要放了这在这里的这个静脉，或者是在这里的这个肺部的静脉呢，或者是。
And normally, in a young person like John,
所以呢，通常呢，对一个年轻人来说，
the vein is about this far underneath the surface of the skin.
那个静脉呢是那么厚，在这个皮肤底层。
But I looked and I looked, no vein.
但是我找来找去，找不到这静脉。
I went in and out with the needle, in and out, nothing.
我用这个针管呢，刺进去又拿出来，刺进去拿出来，找不到。
And I started to get a little nervous.
我就开始有点紧张了。
And so I stopped.
所以呢，我就停下来。
And I said, we need to pray again.
说我们需要再祷告。
Because I am not finding the vein.
因为我找不到静脉。
And John is going to stop breathing very soon.
而约翰呢，就很快的就不能够自己呼吸了。
So we prayed again.
所以呢，我们就再次的祷告。
Even with my staff who don't believe in God, I made them stop and we prayed.
就是我的这些工作人员，他们不相信。上帝的，我要他们停下工作来一起祷告。
And the next time I tried,
而在过后呢，再试一次。
I had to put the needle in 6 inches.
我需要把这个针呢插入6寸那么深。
And then I finally found the vein.
最后呢，才找到这个静脉。
The problem was there was so much swelling that John had in his body that the swelling had caused the skin to swell away from the vein.
问题就是呢，这个约翰啊，他就有这个肿胀的问题，那么严重呢，使到他的皮肤，在他的静脉的肿。
So once the line was in, I gave him some medicine to relax him.
所以当这个针管进到去的时候呢，我就给他一些药。
I put the breathing tube in.
将这个气管呢放进他的喉。
And I put him on the machine.
就把他放在这个这个机器。
And I was about ready to drain the fluid from his lung.
我觉得差不多准备好要从他的肺部呢将这个液体流。
When they said that's not necessary, send him up to the ICU. We can do it up here.
然后他说哦不用不用，楼上的人说哦把他送上来这个急诊室，我们会照顾他。
So I sent him upstairs to the intensive care unit.
所以我就把他送上楼上去。
Now the next day.
那第二天呢？
I came to work early.
我就啊非常早的呢来到上班。
Because I wanted to check on John to see how he was doing.
因为我要看看约翰呢他到底情况怎么样。
So I ran up the stairs to the ICU.
所以我就跑上楼梯跑到这个急诊室。
And I knocked on the door.
我就敲门问。
And I'll tell you in a few minutes what happened.
然后再过几分钟告诉你发生什么事啊。
Let's go to the Garden of Gethsemane.
让我们去到各西马尼园。
Matthew, chapter 26, verse
38. 26章第38节说到。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 38.
马太福音二十六三十八节。
We find Jesus with his disciples.
我们看见耶稣与他门徒同在。
And how is Jesus feeling right now?
耶稣现在感觉如何呢？
Well, he tells us.
他告诉我们。
Jesus said unto them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto what? Death.
耶稣便对他们说, 我心里甚是忧伤, 几乎要死了。
Now I'm going to tell you that I work with many students and residents.
那我要告诉你, 我与许多的这些学生、医学生呢, 还有这些的, 这些实习生呢, 一起工作。
And when they come to the ER, what do you think they want to see? What kind of patients? What kind of cases?
当他来到这个急诊室, 你想他们想要看怎么样的这些案例呢?
Yes, they want to see the ones that are dying.
他们要看那些几乎要死了这些, 病人。
They don't want to see a cold or a sprained ankle or something like that.
他们不是不想要看到一些, 只是伤风流鼻涕脚扭伤。
And I'm going to tell you that in the ER is something very deadly that comes every day.
但是每一天呢, 在急诊室呢, 有一样非常致命的一样东西。
It is so deadly.
那么致命了。
That if you come to the ER,
如果你来到急诊室,
and you have this disease,
而你有这个病症,
by law in the United States, I can force you to take the treatment.
在美国的这个律法上呢, 我可以逼你, 强逼你,
Even if you say, no, I don't want the treatment.
就算是你说不, 我不要做这治疗, 我也可以逼你做这治疗,
I can make you take it.
我可以强逼你,
and I can make you come into the hospital for several days to take the treatment.
我也可以强逼你住入院呢几天为了要做这治疗。
This disease is very common in young people.
这个病症呢在年轻人当中呢是非常非常频密的。
In fact, I'm telling you right now that 20% of you in this room will have this disease at one time.
而我要告诉你呢你们当中28%的人呢有会有
And it is the number one cause of death in people in our age group.
而对我们年轻人来说呢, 是头号致命的一样事情。
But when my students and my residents, they pick up a patient's chart and they look at it, when the patient has this disease, they go, and they put the chart back and try to sneak away.
所以但是呢那些实习生啊那些学生医学生当他们看到你有这个病来到的时候呢看看他就不想要看尝试要逃避了
So why don't they want to see the patient?
为什么他们不想要见这个病人呢?
It's deadly
是非常致命的不是吗?
It kills more of us than anything else
是把我们这个年龄的人呢杀死超过其他的病症
Do you know why they don't want to see these patients?
你知道为什么他们不愿意
Why do you think, Angel?
你想为什么呢?
Well, I'll tell you.
那我告诉你,
it's because these patients have depression.
那是因为呢,他们有忧郁症。
And the reason they die is that they kill themselves.
而他们死的原因呢,是他们自杀。
But for some reason, when people have mental problems, no one wants to take care of it.
但是很奇怪是呢, 当人们有这个精神上的问题呢, 很少人想要去照顾他们的
Even in our church
就算是在教会里面
If Angel had broken her wrist
如果Angel她扭伤了手
I would say, oh, poor baby, you broke your wrist
说哦这样可怜哦扭伤了手啊
Let me give you medicine, let me put a cast on it
让我帮你修整我帮你给你药吃
But what if she comes to you and says, I'm depressed
但是如果她来到你 她说我有忧郁症
Then you say, oh, I'll pray for you
他说,哦,我为你祷告,然后你就跑掉。
It's true, isn't it?
那是真实的,是不是?
We say to them, well, have you been having your morning devotions?
哦,我们说,你早上有没有灵修?
Maybe have you changed your diet?
你有没有改变你的饮食呢?
This is what we say.
这是我们告诉他们的,
Even in the church.
就算是在教会里面。
Is that what our brothers and sisters need?
那是我们弟兄姐妹所需要的吗?
To be pushed out of the way.
把他们挪去一边,
to be told that they are sinners.
告诉他们你是罪人,
do you remember when Job was feeling very bad?
你还记得约伯感觉到非常不好的时候?
What did all his friends say to him?
他的朋友告诉他什么呢?
Job, you just need to confess your sin.
他说,约伯啊, 你需要承认你的罪。
Is that what the person needs?
那是这个人所需要的。
When they're feeling that there is no hope,
当他们感觉到没有希望了。
Well, I am going to share with you this morning that there is one hope.
那今天早上我要跟你们分享，确实有一个盼望。
And their answer is not to tell them that they are sinners.
而答案呢，不是告诉他们你是罪人。
The answer is not to tell them that they need to pray more.
解决方案也不是告诉他们你需要多多的祷告。
Prayer is important.
祷告是非常重要。
But that's not what you need to do.
然而那不是你需要告诉他们的东西。
We go back to Jesus.
我们回到耶稣那里去。
Did Jesus ever sin?
耶稣曾不曾犯罪呢？
No.
从来没有。
But can you imagine if I were a doctor and one of my patients writes me a note?
你想想，若是一个医生，我的病人写了一封信
给我。And they say, Dr. Riesenberger, I am so sad, I think I could die.
他说，医生啊，我感觉那么的伤心，直到我想要死啊。
Do you think that's serious?
你想那是严重的吗？
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么呢？
He said the same thing, didn't he?
他说同样的事情，对不对？
It is not a sin to feel this way.
感觉到这样的心情呢，不是一个罪来的。
The sin is what you decide to do with it.
罪是你如何的去应对这样子的情况。
And what did Jesus ask for?
而耶稣祈求的是什么？
Did he ask his disciples, can you change the problem for me?
耶稣是否有叫门徒，你可以为我解决问题吗？
Because that's what we try to do.
因为那是我们尝试要做的。
We say, well, why are you sad?
我们说，哦，那么你为什么伤心？
Let me fix the problem.
让我解决你这个问题。
As guys, we do that all the time with our wives and girlfriends.
啊，我们做男人的，对我们的太太，我们女朋友是那么做的。
They come home from work, they're very sad about their job.
他们工作回来，感觉到非常伤心。
And we want to get on the phone and call their boss.
而我们要打电话呢，去找他的上司。
That's not what they need.
那不是他们要的东西。
And that's not what Jesus needed.
而那也不是耶稣所要的东西。
Jesus did not ask his disciples to change the situation.
耶稣并没有要求门徒为他改变情
况。What did he ask them to do?
他要求他们做什么呢？让我们看一看。
Take a look at the text.
看一看这一节。
He said, be with me.
他说，与我同在吧。
Stay up and be close to me.
与我一起警醒，跟我一起同在。
Stay in the garden and pray with me.
在哥西马尼园跟我一起的祷告。
When someone is depressed,
当有人有忧郁症，
they need you to be with them.
他们需要你与他们陪伴着。
And you don't even need to say anything sometimes.
而有时候你甚至不用说些任何的东西。
You may just need to sit there with them and pray with them, pray for them.
你或许只需要坐在他身边一起的祷告。
And sometimes it's very serious.
而有时候是非常严重的哦。
Luke chapter 22, verse 44.
在路加福音二十二章第十四节。
And being in an agony, he prayed the more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大血点滴在地上。
Now I have a question for you.
那我有一个问题想要问你。
What does it mean, great drops of blood?
有血滴在地上是什么意思呢？
What does that symbolize?
汗珠如大血有什么样的意义呢？
What does that signify in the Bible?
那在圣经里代表什么呢？
Well, I'll tell you.
那我告诉你。
I was doing my OBGYN rotation.
我在做这个妇产科的这个诊。
And this is the rotation where you take care of pregnant women.
而这是我们需要做的，每天去看这些怀孕了的妇女。
And I remember one of my colleagues telling me a very interesting story.
而我其中一位朋友呢，告诉我同工呢，告诉我这个事情。
There was a delivery.
有一个一个生产。
And the woman was being prepared to give birth to her child.
而这个妇女呢，就准备要生下她的孩子。
But the problem is her son got stuck.
但是问题是呢，她的儿子呢？
As he was coming out.
在出来的时候呢，就有阻碍。
And what we do in the danger situations is we put a little monitor on the scalp of the baby.
而我们所做的事情呢，就是我们将一个诊察器呢，放在这个婴孩的头顶上。
And that monitor tells us how the heart of the baby and the oxygen level is doing.
而那一个东西呢，就让我们知道孩子的心跳，还有他的氧气。是多少？
And it makes a little noise to tell us how the baby is doing.
而它一直给我们一点点的声音，告诉我们那个婴孩情况如何。
It goes.
Now the monitor. 这样的响。
Now the monitor at this point started to change.
而这个时候呢，这个仪器声音就改变了。
It went do 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 do
do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do不用尽力的推的话，你还是
pushed and pushed and pushed，
所以他就推啊推啊推啊。
And her son came out，
而他的孩子就出来了。
And so the mother relaxed back in the bed and she wiped off her forehead。
而当这母亲哇舒服松了一口气，抹了他的汗。
And her hand was bloody，
而他的手呢有血。
And she went to the nurse and she said，What does this mean?
她说，护士啊，这是什么？怎么样子啊？
She said, it means you pushed really good.
她说，就是代表了你推得很棒。
You see, brothers and sisters, when you are under severe, stress and agony,
因为弟兄姐妹们，如果你非常大的压力，非常大的疼痛，
the small capillaries beneath the surface of your skin will break and you will bleed into your sweat glands and you will sweat blood.
而你皮肤底下的这些小小的这个血管呢就会爆发，然后呢你就会怎么样？
Jesus was at the hardest point of his life.
就会流血，而耶稣就在他最痛苦的时候。
As he struggled in the garden for you and me.
当他在各西马尼园为你和我挣扎。
And he sweat blood.
而他流出了血。
I'm going to ask you a question. What's the most loved chapter in the Bible?
我想要问你一个问题。
Does anyone know?
圣经里最被人喜爱的这个章节是在哪里？
Psalm what? Yes, it's Psalm 23.
对了，就是诗篇二十三篇。
Now I'll show you why it's the favorite chapter.
那我告诉你，让你看看为什么。
The Lord is my shepherd.
那么被喜爱，因为耶和华是我牧者。
He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
我并不是缺乏，他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He leads me beside the still waters.
领我到可安息的水边。
He restores my soul.
他使我灵魂苏醒。
He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
为他名的缘故，领导我走义路。
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
我虽经过死荫的幽谷，
I will fear no evil,
也不怕遭害。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why? Why don't you have to be afraid?
为什么不害怕呢？
You are with me.
因为你与我同在。
Now, I want you to think about that for a minute.
我要你花一点时间想想。
When Jesus was going through the agony of his life,
当耶稣经过他最痛苦的时候，
what did he ask his disciples to do?
他要他门徒做什么呢？
Be with me.
与他同在。
Hans Selye is a doctor who studied stress for many years.
有一位医生呢，他研究了这个养鸭症，这个压力非
常多。And he did an experiment with two identical lambs.
而他对两只绵羊呢做出这个实验。
He put each lamb in a cage with an electric floor.
就分别放在一个笼子里面，地上是有电的。
And he would shock them.
而他用那个电呢去触电
它。And the electricity was exactly the same for both lambs, and they were genetically identical.
而这两只羊呢是有同样的这个基因背景的，而这个电压呢也一样。
Now there was one difference.
但是有一个不一样的事情。
In one cage, there was a window.
在一个笼子里有一个窗口。
And on the other side of that window was the lamb's mother.
窗口隔壁呢，就是那绵羊的母亲。
So when the shock would come,
所以当它触电的时候，
the lambs would run and run.
那些绵羊就跑啊跑啊。
And where did you think one of them would go?
而你想那一只小羊会跑到哪里去呢？
Yes, it would go by the window.
对了，就跑到那窗口去看他的母亲。
And he kept doing the shocks over and over again.
而他一次一次的这个电这个绵羊。
And every time he shocked the one, it would go right near the window, near its mother.
啊，每一次电呢，这只羊呢，就会小羊跑到他妈妈那里。
Now the mother couldn't touch it.
啊，妈妈羊不能够碰到他。
The mother could not talk to it.
也不能够跟他说话的。
All the lamb could do was be close.
他只能够与他。
Now the other lamb stopped running after a while.
另外一只羊呢，跑跑一下不跑了。
And the other lamb just kind of huddled in the corner and just got shocked.
就躲在一个角落呢，一直被触电，一直被触电。
After 1 month,
在一个月过后呢，
one of the lambs was okay and had no permanent consequences.
其中一只羊呢，还好好的，没有任何的问题。
And one of the lambs was dead.
另外一只羊呢却死了。
Which one died?
你想哪一位是死了呢？
The one that was alone.
那一只，一只唯孤独的那一只小羊，对不对？
You see, the one hope that we have is so important.
因为那一个唯一的希望呢是那么的重要。
It can mean the difference between life and death.
对我们来说可以是生或者是死的一个抉择。
And the reason why people love Psalm 23,
而为什么人们喜欢诗篇二十三篇
is because though we are going through a hard time, that God is with us.
因为呢，他告诉我们，当经过难处的时候，上帝跟我们同在。
The bad time doesn't change.
这个不好的情况呢，遭殃的情况没有改变。
But we change.
然而是我们改变了。
Because we know that someone is walking with us.
因为我们知道有人与我们在一起行走。
How did Jesus feel?
耶稣感觉如何呢？
Jesus was on the cross.
耶稣在十字架。
And we look at Mark chapter 15, verse 29 and 34.
我们看马可福音第十五章。
Mark chapter 15, 29 through 34.
十五章二十九到三十四节。
And they said to Jesus, Ah, you who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross.
而那里呢，就有人辱骂他，摇头说：“嗨，你这撤毁圣殿，三日又建造起来。”
Also, the chief priest said to him, "He saved others, but himself he cannot save."
可以救自己从十字架下来吧？祭司长、文士也这样救，他救了别人，自己却救不了。
Let Christ, the King of Israel, come down from the cross, and we will believe him.
以色列的王基督现在可以下来，我们看见就信你。
Let's drop down to verse 34.
让我们看一看第三十四节。
And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why have you forsaken me?
三十四节说，伸出的时候，耶稣大喊着说，以诺伊，以诺伊，拉玛撒巴格大尼，翻出来就是，我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离弃我？
Have you ever felt forsaken by God?
你从来有没有感觉到被上帝遗弃过呢？我曾经有。
Did Jesus ever feel forsaken by God?
耶稣有没有曾经感觉到被上帝遗弃呢？
Yes, he did.
是的，他曾经感觉。
Jesus was not an actor in a play when he was saying this.
耶稣在说这句话的时候，他不是在做一出戏。
Jesus said it because that's what he felt.
耶稣说出这句话，因为他是深深的感受到。
And did Jesus ever commit sin?
而耶稣从来有犯过罪吗？
No.
他从来没有。
But did he feel forsaken by God?
但他有没有被上帝遗弃的感受？
Yes, he did.
他是有的。
It is not a sin to have that feeling.
并不是一个罪呢，你有这样的感受。
Because I tell you, all of us are going to feel that way someday.
我告诉你们，总有一天你们会感受到这样的一个情况。
But the key.Is to have one hope that carries you through.
但呢，关键是你必须要有那一个盼望让你经过。
Now the priest said, "Jesus, come down from the cross."
那么祭司说，你从十字架下来呀。
And we'll believe in you.
而我们就信你了。
Now if I am up on the cross,
但如果我在十字架上的话
，and you know maybe Michelle tells me, "Hey Tim, come down from the cross."
而如果 Michelle 呢告诉我，哎，你从十字架下来。
Or Mr. An says, "What are you doing up there? Why don't you come down?"
Mr. Han 说，哎，你在那里做什么？下来吧。
Can I come down from the cross?
我可以从十字架下来吗
？No, I've got nails through my wrists. I'm not going anywhere.
我的手上有钉着，不能下来。
Now think about Jesus for a minute.
那你想想耶稣。
He had an even harder temptation than you and I.
他有你和我更加大的这个试探。
Because when they said, "Hey, come down from the cross,"
因为当他们说，哎，你从十字架下来吧。
Can Jesus come down?
耶稣能不能下来呢？
Oh, yes, he can.
哦，他是有这能力的。
He were told in one instant he could lay everyone in the dust.
他说，他有在一瞬之间呢，他可以使全部人都倒地在地上。
所以呢。We read in Desire of Ages,
我们在历代愿望读到
Jesus suffering and dying heard every word of the priests.
深受痛苦奄奄一息的耶稣呢对祭司们所说的都听见了。
Christ could have come down from the cross.
耶稣的确能够从上面下来。
But it is because he would not save himself.
但是正因为他不愿意救自己
that you and I have hope of pardon and favor with God.
才使到我们罪人有蒙上帝赦免眷顾的希望。
The best thing is not always to save yourself.
最好的事情最好的办法不一定是要救自己。
Jesus didn't come down the cross because of you and I.
耶稣并没有从十字架下来就是因为你和我。
That is what kept him on the cross.
那是使他留在十字架的原因。
This is Desire of Ages, page 690.
这是历代愿望600。
And you will see why Jesus stayed on the cross.
你就会看到为什么他会留在十字架上。
Three times he has uttered that prayer.
三次他祈求了这个祷告。
Three times has humanity shrunk from the last crowning sacrifice.
三次他的人性呢，最大的牺牲呢，他想要退缩。
But now the history of the human race comes up before the world's redeemer.
但现在人类的历史全呈现在世界的救赎主面前。
He sees that you and I, if left to ourselves, will die.
他看出如果他让那些违背律法的人放弃他们呢
，He sees the helplessness of man.
他看出人们的无依无靠。
He sees the power of sin.
他看见罪恶的权势。
The woes and lamentations of a doomed world rise before him. He beholds its impending fate, and his decision is made.
一个注定要遭劫难的世界，灾难和痛苦出现在他面前。
He will save man at any cost to himself.
于是就下了决心，愿意付出任何的代价。拯救人类。
He accepts his baptism of blood that through him perishing millions may gain eternal life.
他愿意接受血的洗礼，使到亿万将灭亡的人可以借着他。
He has left the courts of heaven where all is purity, happiness, and glory to save the one lost sheep, the one world that has fallen by transgression.
他已经离开完全圣洁、快乐、荣耀的天庭，来拯救一只迷失的羊，就是这个因犯罪。
And he will not turn from his mission. He will become the propitiation of a race that has willed to sin. His prayer now breathes only submission. If this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done.
现在他绝不弃他的使命，他决定要为那些自愿犯罪的人类做出挽回祭。他的祈祷中现在只有顺服的话，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝。
Now, I want you to think about this very carefully.
我要你好好的
Did Jesus want to go to the cross?
耶稣想不想经历十字架呢?
When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane praying,
当他在各西马尼园祷告的时候,
did he pray, God, let's go to the cross?
他说, 天父, 我们一起到
十字架
吗? Is that what he said? 他是这么说的吗?
He said, Father,Take away the cup from me.
他说：“天父，若可以的话，将这杯挪去。
”I don't want it.
我不要喝这杯。
I don't want to die.
我不要死。
I don't want to lose everything.
我不要失去这所有的。
I don't want to be separated from you.
我不要与你分离。
But even though he felt that way,
虽然他是那么的感受
，He said, "Not my will, but your will be done."
他说：“不是我的旨意。”
Are there going to come times in your life?
有些时候在你的生命中
when you don't want to do something,
你不愿意做某样事情
when you don't want to do what you know is right,
你不愿意做你知道是对的事情
and you'll pray to God, I don't want to do this.
那你祷告上帝，我不要做这样事情。
I don't want to give this up.
我不要放弃这样事情。
Yes, that will happen.
是的，你会发生这样的事情。
But remember why Jesus.Made the sacrifice.
但切记，为什么耶稣做这挽回祭
？What kept him on the cross?
什么使到他仍然留在十字架上
？Don't you see? It was you and me.
你看见不到吗？就是因为你。
He knew that we had no hope.
他知道我们没有希望了。
Unless he stayed on the cross and died.
除非他在十字架上为你死。
What did Jesus do when he felt that God was gone?
耶稣在十字架上感受到天父离开他的时候，他做什么呢
？What kept him going？
什么使到他能够继续下去呢
？Let's take a look.
让我们看一看。
This desire of ages 756.
这历代愿望六百。
Amid the awful darkness,
在那恐怖的黑暗中
apparently forsaken of God.
耶稣明显地被上帝离弃了。
Christ had drained the last dregs in the cup of human woe.
那时基督喝尽了人类苦难之杯。
In those dreadful hours, he relied on the evidence of his Father's acceptance given to him before.
在那可怕的几个小时，他唯有信赖天父过去约纳他的凭据。
This is how Jesus went through.
这是耶稣如何经历这一切的。
Did Jesus feel forsaken by God?
他是否感觉到被离弃了呢？
Yes.
是的。
Did Jesus feel depressed?
他有没有感到忧郁？
Yes.
是的。
Did Jesus know for sure that he was going to rise from the dead?
耶稣是不是知道确确实实他将要被复活呢？
He didn't feel that way.
他没有那样的感受。
He didn't know for sure.
他并没有感觉到肯定的。
But,
然而呢？
At his baptism,
在他的洗礼的时候，
Who spoke from heaven?
谁从天上与他说话？
It was God.
是天父。
The dove came down,
鸽子来了，
on Jesus.
临到他的身上。
In the wilderness, God had led Jesus.
在旷野中，上帝引领他。
Right before the sacrifice,
在还没有牺牲之前，
God spoke from heaven again.
上帝再次从天上与他说话。
And Jesus remembered that evidence.
而耶稣记得这些的凭据。
Even though he felt like he was lost,
虽然他感觉到他将会失败。
Even though he felt that God had forsaken him,
虽然他感觉到上帝离弃他了。
He remembered the evidence of God in his life before.
记得上帝在过去如何的带领他。
Have you ever felt forsaken by God?
你有没有感觉到上帝离弃你的经验呢？
I have.
是的，我有。
But have you ever felt that God was in your life?
但你有没有感觉到上帝与你同在呢？在你
Did you have those experiences too?
你有没有那样的感受呢？
Yes.
那样的经历是有的。
I know that every one of you can tell me a story of how God has saved your life.
我晓得你们每一位都能够告诉我上帝如何在你生命中做工。
God has worked miracles in your life.
上帝如何在你生命中行神迹。
When the darkness surrounds you.
当黑暗。
And when you can't see the sunlight.
当你看不见阳光的时候
，Remember those times，
那一些时候
，Remember that God is your one hope，
记得耶稣是你唯一
，That He has been in your life，
他曾经在你的生命中
，And that even though the clouds are all around you，
虽然那些烟幔迷茫
，You know that the sun is shining above the clouds，
但你知道那阳光。太阳在
Even though you can't feel the warmth of the sun,
虽然你感受不到太阳的温暖,
you know that it's still there by faith.
你知道借着信心它仍然在那里。
And that is what brought Jesus through.
而那是使到耶稣继续下去的。
He was acquainted with the character of his father.
他熟悉地知道父亲的品格。
He understood his justice, his mercy, and his great love.
他明白他的公义、他的怜悯、他的大爱。
By faith, he rested in God, whom it had always been his joy to obey.
耶稣凭着信心来父仰赖呢，他向来乐意顺从的天父。
And as in submission, he committed himself to God.
因此，当他顺服地把自己交给上帝的时候
，the sense of the loss of his father's favor was withdrawn.
先前所有不蒙上帝喜悦的感觉呢
，By faith, Christ was victor.
基督因信而得了胜。
And that is how you and I will make it through too.
那就是你和我如何能够经过的盼望。
Well, what about John?
那么约翰呢？
Do you remember John?
你还记得约翰吗？
I ran up to the ICU.
我跑上这个急诊室。
I knocked on the door.
特护室，我敲了这个门。
And I was so excited.
我非常的紧张。
Because I had prayed with his family.
因为我与他的家人一起祷告。
I had prayed with my staff in the ER.
与我的工人一同工一起的祷告。
And God had saved his life.
而上帝拯救他的性命。
I had gotten the line in.
我已经把这个管呢放进去
了。I had put the breathing tube in.
把这个呼吸的管呢放进里面了。
Everything worked perfectly.
而所有的东西都非常的完美顺畅。
But when I walked through the door,
当我经过那个门的时候
，John was dead.
约翰死了。
He had died just a few hours before I came into the room.
约翰呢，就在我来之前几个小时去世。
And how do you think I felt?
你想我感受是如何的呢？
I didn't understand.
我不明白。
I thought, I said, well, we prayed and you know, God blessed and I don't understand.
我不明白，我们祷告了，上帝有赐福，但是我为什么？
And his parents,
而他的父母亲，
were actually comforted.
其实呢，得到安慰。
I thought they would be mad at me.
我以为他们会很生气，但是他们并没有。
They said, "No, we're not mad at you."
他们说我们没有生气你。
And they told me what happened to John.
而他告诉我约翰身上发生了什么事。
Yesterday, after you put him on the machine,
他说昨晚当你把他放在这机器的时候，
after only a few hours, he got off the machine.
就几个小时他就不用这个管。
And he was able to sit up and talk.
他可以坐起来，他可以讲话。
He called his family,
他打电话给他的亲戚,
his sister,
他的妹妹,
his girlfriend,
他的女朋友,
he even talked to his grandparents,
甚至跟他的祖父母谈天。
But most importantly,
但是最重要的是,
our son made his peace with God.
我们的儿子与上帝呢和平了。
And then he died.
然后他去世。
Because the lung was not filled with fluid.
因为那个肺呢并不是充满了液体。
When they put the tube in his chest to drain the fluid,
当他们把这个管插进去，要把这个水流出去的时候，
there was no fluid there.
没有液体在里面。
His whole chest was solid cancer.
整个呢是。
And the cancer was crushing his heart and his lungs to one side.
而那个癌症呢，将他的心脏、将他的肺呢压到一边。
There was no way that John would survive.
没有办法呢，约翰能够活下去的。
But you see, sometimes the best thing is not to survive.
然而有些时候最好的办法并不是存活下去。
His parents were happy.
他的父母亲很高兴。
Because I had given John a little window in time.
因为我让约翰在时空中有了一道小窗。
To say goodbye to his family.
使到他能够与他的亲戚朋友说再见。
And to make his peace with God.
能够与上帝呢有这和睦的关系。
And the lesson I learned from John.
而从约翰的身上我学习到的
is that we have one hope,
就是我们有唯一在这世界上唯一的希望。
And it is not even staying alive.
这唯一盼望甚至不是要活命下去。
The hope we have is not our job.
我们的希望盼望不是有一份工作。
It is not our education.
不是我们的教育。
It is not our boyfriend or girlfriend.
不是我们的男女朋友。
It is not even our mother and our father.
甚至不是我们的父我们的母亲。
The one hope we have is God.
我们唯一的盼望乃是上帝。
He is the only one we can hold on to.
他是唯一我们能够抓紧的那一位。
And I learned a very important lesson from John that day.
而我从约翰那一天学习了很重要的功课。
I learned that true faith,
我学习到真正的信心，
trust in God,
仰赖上帝，
in the good times,
是在好的时候。
And in the bad times.
也在逆境的时候。
The greatest evidence of Christianity,
在基督教里面最大的凭证，
is found in three words in the Bible.
是在圣经里三句话。
Let's turn to it right now.
让我们现在翻开来。
Actually, I'll read a letter I got from John's parents.
其实呢，我要读一个。
It said, Dear Dr. Riesenberger,
是约翰的父母亲写来的。他说，医生啊，
we wish to thank you for the special care you gave our son.
我们要感谢你呢，因为你照顾了约翰和我。
We know that you are an answer to our prayer and our need.
我知道呢，你为我们祷告，为我们的需要得到了答案。
Everyone we came in contact with at your hospital was kind and helpful.
每一位来到你的，每一位在你的医院里面的人，我们所接触到都是非常的好。
I'm sending John's memorial service program. Perhaps you'd like to get better acquainted with our dear son.
我要寄给你这个约翰的这个纪念的这个行程。
Thank you again and God bless.
可能你或许想要与我孩子更加的亲近。谢谢你。
This was written by parents whose son died.
这是呢，他的孩子去世了。他父母亲写给我的。
I can hardly believe it.
我很难相信。
But as I read the three words in the Bible,
但是当我在圣经里读到那三句话，
I understood,
我明白，
our one hope.
我明白我们的盼望是唯一的。
Daniel chapter 3, verses 14 and 15.
在但以理书三章十四、十五节。
Let's turn there right now. Daniel chapter 3.
让我们一起的翻开到但以理书三章。
Nebuchadnezzar spake and said to them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Don't you serve my gods or worship the golden image I have set up?
尼布甲尼撒王问他们说：“撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥，你们不侍奉我的神，也不拜我所立的金像，是故意的吗？”
Now, if you're ready that at the time you hear the music, that you fall down and worship the image I have made, good. But if you don't worship, you will be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God that will save you from my hand?
你们在听见角笛、琵琶琴、弥笙和各样器乐器的声音，若俯伏敬拜我所造的像，却还可以；若不敬拜，必立时拉进烈火的窑中。有何神能救你们脱离我的手呢？
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter.
那么撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥就对王回答说：“尼布甲尼撒啊，这事我们不必回答你。”
If that is your decision, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us, O King.
若是你的决定，即便如此，我们所侍奉的上帝能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手。既或不然。
And here are the three most powerful words.
这就是最大的这三句话。
But if not.
若不然。
Do you realize what those three words say?
你想这三句话，你明白他所？
They said, King, God can set us free.
他说，王啊，我们的上帝可以释放我们。
God can save us from your hand.
他可以从你手中救我们出来。
God can deliver us from the fire.
上帝能够从火药里把我们拯救。
But if not.
但若不然。
But if not.
若不然。
We still will not worship the image you have set up.
若不然我们侍奉我们的上帝，我们也不会敬拜你的神像。
Nor will we serve your gods.
我们也不敬拜你的金像。
That shows the one hope.
那显示了他们唯一的盼望。
It is not evidence for Christianity to have someone believe in God when everything is good.
对基督徒来说，在顺境、任何事都美好的时候呢，这不是一个凭证。
Do you praise God? Sure, that's great.
你敢赞美上帝吗？那是很棒的。
But if you have a job and a car and a family,
你有好的工作、好的家庭、一辆车、
and you have your health,
你有健康的身体,
why shouldn't you praise God?
那你为什么不赞美上帝呢？
That's not evidence for Christianity.
那不是基督徒的一个凭证。
Do you have hope in God because things are going well?
有盼望就因为你有顺境吗？
Because he answers your prayers?
他回应你的祷告。
That's good.
那是好的。
But if that's the only reason for your hope,
然而如果那是你唯一,
you don't believe in God.
信靠上帝的原因,
you believe in Santa Claus.
真正信靠上帝,
you believe in someone because they take care of all of your needs and they, everything goes right and they give you everything you ask for.
你相信的是因为如果任何事情都好, 任何事情都美满, 他回应你任何的祈求。
It's true, I do believe in God because he supplies my needs.
是的，我相信上帝, 他供应我的需要。
But that is not the hope that I have.
然而那不是我的盼望。
I am a Seventh-day Adventist Christian.
我是一个基督复临安息日会员。
And I believe in God.
而我相信上帝。
When things go well,
是顺境。
Or if everything goes bad,
或是逆境。
God is still God.
上帝仍然是我的上帝。
Whether I'm saved from the burning fiery furnace,
不论我从火窑中被拯救出来。
Or whether I burn alive,
养活我活活的被烧死。
He is still God.
他仍然是我的上帝。
Don't you see? That is the evidence for Christianity.
你看见到吗? 那就是基督徒的凭证。
As Dr. Pippin told us,
像是皮皮姆牧师所告诉我们的,
when people see that there is something worth dying for,
当人们看见到我们有一位, 有一个事情是可以为而牺牲的,
they realize that something is different in you.
他们就发现到你有所不同。
During the Middle Ages,
在中古黑暗时期,
do you know what the greatest sermons ever preached were?
你知道最伟大的这个讲言是什么吗?
It was the martyrs burning alive for their faith.
最伟大的讲言乃是那些殉道者被活活的烧死。
And as they burned, you know what they did?
被烧的时候，你知道他们
怎样？Did they go, I'm dying? Did they say that?
他们有没有这样子哇，在呼求喊命呢？
They sang to God.
他们在那里唱诗赞美神。
As they were burning alive.
当他们活活的被焚烧。
And as people watched this happening.
而当人们看见他们这样的时候。
Did you know that they became Christians?
你知道他们成为了基督徒吗？
Because they saw that there was one hope.
因为他们见到有这样的盼望。
That was stronger than that disaster.
是比那灾难更加坚强的一位盼
望。That was stronger than money.
更加坚强，比金钱坚强。
That was stronger than your job.
比你工作坚强的。
That was stronger than even your family.
比你家庭坚强的。
And even stronger than this life itself.
甚至比你今生更坚强的希望。
They said, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
就像撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥。
That we will serve God.
我们会敬拜我们的上帝。
If he saves us.
如果他拯救我们。
But if not.
若不然。
We will still serve God.
我们仍然会敬拜。
That is power.
就是力量。
I'm going to share an experience I had.
我要与你们分享我曾有的一个经验。
I loved a woman.
我曾经爱过一个女人。
And she was the most beautiful woman.
而她是最美的一个女人。
Outside.
外面上，外表上。
And inside.
内心也是如此。
And I was together with her for over 2 years.
而我与她在一起超过两年的时间。
But I realized that our relationship could not go on.
但是我发现到我们的感情不能继续下去。
I read in the Bible and in the spirit of prophecy that there was something that I had to cut off the relationship for.
我在圣经和预言之灵发现到有一些事情我们是需要分离。
And I tell you, that was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
而那是我在生命中最困难的一个决定。
I cried.
我哭了。
And I cried every day.
我每一天哭。
And when I cried,
而当我哭的时候,
I cried so much
我一直一直的哭,
that there were no more tears to come out.
哭到没有泪水哭出来了,
I cried the dehydrating cry.
哭到了这个, 哭干了的哭,
there was no more water.
没有泪水了。
And I did that every day for a month solid.
而每一天我都这样, 一个月我一直在哭。
Now after that, I still kept crying, but thankfully not every day.
那个事情过后呢, 有时候我还会哭, 但感谢上帝不是每天。
And I weighed about 60 kilos.
而那时候我是60公斤。
Now to give you an idea, I weigh about 100 kilos right now.
那么给你一个大纲呢，我现在大概是100公斤了。
I didn't want to eat.
我不愿意吃东西。
I didn't want to go to work.
也不要去做工。
I couldn't sleep.
不能够睡觉。
And I lost a lot of weight.
而是啊，就减轻了很多的重量。
Now, about 2 or 3 years after this,
那两三年过后呢?
A friend of mine asked me,
有一个朋友问我,
Do you think you'll ever love a woman as much as you loved your ex-girlfriend?
他说你想你会爱你这个女朋友,
I said, I don't feel that way.
我说我感觉应该不会吧。
But by faith,
但是接着信心,
I tell you yes.
我告诉你会。
Because God never takes something away.
因为上帝从不从我身上拿去一样东西。
Without giving you something better in return.
不让你给你一个更好的东西。
I believe that I will love a woman someday.
我相信有一天我会更爱一个女人。
Even more than my ex-girlfriend.
甚至比我这个前女友更
加
爱她。
But I don't see that right now.
然而现在我却看不见。
I'm still single.
我还是单身。
But even if I stay single the rest of my life.
但是如果我今生永远都是单身的话。
God will give me peace and grace that is even greater than any earthly relationship.
上帝会给我平安，给我这个恩典，比任何的感情的。
But I said that to my friend, not because I felt it.
但是我这样告诉我朋友，并不是因为我感受到。
Because even 3 years later, my feelings were like, oh.
因为三年过后，我的感受还是啊。
I said it by faith.
但是我说出来是凭着信心。
I said, but if not.
我说若不然。
I will still serve God.
我还是会。
And I pray that as you go through the struggles of life,
而我祈祷当你们全部经历生命中的痛苦，
you'll remember John.
你会记得约翰，
the one who died.
那死了的。
And he lost everything.
他失去了所有的一切。
But he really gained everything.
但是确确实实他
Because he died a free man.
因为他死的时候是因为自由人。
He had made his peace with God.
他已经与上帝和睦了。
And I pray that when you go through the same struggles,
那我也希望你们挣扎的时候
that you would say with John,
你也与约翰
with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,
撒德拉、弥撒、亚伯尼哥
and you would say with myself,
也与我一起的说
that God is our one hope.
如果上帝是我唯一的盼望
He will save us
他会拯救我
Because he is God
因为他是我的上帝
But if not
若不然
He is still God
他仍然是我们的上帝
Let us kneel for prayer
让我们跪下做个祷告
Loving Father in heaven
亲爱的天父
Thank you so much
感谢你
For my dear brother John
使到我有这位约翰这么好的弟兄
And for the lessons that I learned from him,
也从他身上中学习到的功课
that special that night in the hospital,
在那医院的那个晚上
I will never forget him, Lord.
从来不忘记他
And I pray you will comfort his family, his sister, and his grandparents.
我祈求主你安慰他的父母亲，他的姐妹
But I know I will see him again.
然而主，我知道我有一日必会见他
And Lord, I pray that every one of us will carry that hope in our hearts.
我也盼望主啊，我的祈祷是每一位都能够有同样的。
That we would believe in you when things go well.
我们相信你在顺境中。
But when the darkness closes in.
但是当黑暗
，May we be able to say.
让我们能够诉说。
But if not.
若不然。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求。
此节目由巨响媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览 www.loudvoicemedia.com。